brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere, for your light's a shining tree. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy July. I can say early happy 4th of July, our nation's birthday, and it's nice to have you here tonight. I'm working on a new book. I'm going to call it Backstage, and it's all about energy. It's all about the powerful energy that happens behind the action, because nothing can happen until there's an energetic force to create it. The way that things are manifested are through thinking. You think about it, you get an idea. Talking, you talk about it, you tell people about it, you ask for help with it, and then action. And it's either building, creating, or doing
whatever you thought about a while ago. Thinking, talking, action. Nothing happens until the energy is in place. The energy happens before the action. And it's very, very interesting because we're going into a very difficult time beginning in July. The first 10 days of July are going to be kind of status quo. But by the time we get to July 12th and our first eclipse in Capricorn, Cancer, the uncomfortableness will begin, and it will go with us through October. We have a lot of things happening. And I want to have this a call-in show because we're going to be talking about violence, drug abuse, why people do what they do, and what we can do as a part of the universe, as a part of the light workers, to prevent it, work with it, help others calm down, and get into a sacred space. We can do it with thinking, talking, and action. Why don't you give me a call here and tell me your story, and maybe you know what house your Capricorn is in and what house your Cancer is in, and also your Aquarius. We're going to need that too. The number to call to ask your question is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. I'd like your first name, and I'd like the state in the city and state from where you are. So I know you've heard the song, perhaps on my show or otherwise, that there's a new world coming. As a matter of fact, Mama Cass recorded that in the 1960s, and a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful friend of mine re-recorded it in the late 90s, I think, and it's called There's a New World Coming. We'll be hearing that song a little bit later tonight. We are entering an intense period because of Mars and Uranus. They are conjuncting. This is a period of anger, conflict, aggressiveness, cutting off people, cutting people away from you. It can affect your friendships, and it also can affect long-term friendships where you may find a reason, albeit imaginary, a reason to turn away from your old established friends. Unfortunately, it's volatile, it's hot. It's going to be a hot, temperamental summer. What can we do about that? We can step back, be aware of what's happening with the planets, be aware of what's happening in the sky, and take a deep breath and say, what would my higher self do? How can I bring a positive result of this upset? How can I love it? And above all, how did I bring it to myself? You bet there will be twists and turns throughout August. So step back and please, please do not end your long-standing friendships. Get through it. Go home and write yourself notes. Run around the block if you have to. Go into solitude. Go into quietness. Read a good book or two, an uplifting book like Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul or something similar. And try to breathe through. Be very, very careful with your social media because your social media can be extremely cruel, as you know. As you know. So in the first 10 days of July, we have a grand water sign. It's very subtle. It represents the yin energies, and it's a sense of peace, of calm. And this is the time when you want to make the effort to connect to your source. The United States may not be aware of it, but the Holy Mother is here now, and it's a perfect time to be with her. She will be in New York City starting July 3rd through July 6th. You need to come and sit with her if you possibly can. This is the last city that she's in the States, and then she goes to Toronto. The way to find out about Amaritananda Mai is to go to her website, amma.org. What would you do? What would you do if the outer events appear chaotic? Would you be able to find the center within yourself? This is going to be nationwide, statewide, and in your area. How can you create the state of being that you need to be in to go through this without letting yourself get anger, participate in the fray, and perhaps come to harm? What the calmness and what Jupiter going direct is, Jupiter goes direct on the 10th, and then we have the Grand Water Time. These are very positive signs that happens just before this chaotic energy from now until mid-October. So we only have 2 weeks to get ourselves aligned to the oncoming onslaught. It's like facing a tidal wave and knowing it's coming in and wondering what you're going to do as it comes. So you want to bring more hope, more visions of reality. You want to bring in your success, your abundance, and your recognition. And I believe this is the time that it can begin, especially for those of you that may have been planning for the next 18 months to a year. You have to understand what you're asking for before you throw out a sentence or I wish I could this, I wish I could that, because it's a very thin veil right now. And I'm telling you that your wishes are going to be spirit's command. This energy has not been here since 1939. We all know what happened in 1939. Let me tell you a few things that happened in 1939, besides the fact that Hitler marched into Germany. Frank Sinatra recorded his first record. They made The Wizard of Oz. They made Gone with the Wind. And Walt Disney made his first color musical called Fantasia. That was pretty good for 1939. I'm sure some excellent books came out as well. So we're back into that era. It was the end of a money slide, the Depression, and the beginning of tyranny. And we can expect tyranny. We can expect wars and rumors of wars and upsets and food shortages. And fires. This is fiery. We're going to have so many fires. But we don't have to if we can put the energy out and try to change history. I know you need to do that with meditation groups, and you need to do that with effort. Create a group in your community. Create a coming together of people once a month or once a week, however you can do it. And let everybody sit around and talk about their fears, their upsets, and have the other people comfort them and give them a railing of support. And it will change the energy. It will change the anger. If thousands of us do it, it will change the energy. So from July 7th to September 23rd, Mars is what you call out of bounds. So it's not in a good rhythm. It's going to be bouncing all around, all over the place, which of course brings chaos. It brings car accidents. It can bring boat upsets. It can bring aircraft upsets, especially since it's Uranus. And it can bring all kinds of changes of pace, changes of what you're used to. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this for you to be aware. I think the first thing you need to do is to really begin your meditation practice and hook into the higher forces. If you're not there, get there. You can do it in one or two sessions for yourself. The second thing is to know in your astrological chart where these energies are. In what house is Aquarius? In what house is Cancer? In what house is Capricorn? Capricorn at 10 degrees. I think it's Aquarius at 13 degrees. So you need to know that too, because that helps you know which house it's in or whether it's on what's called the cusp or not. When a planet is retrograde, it is closer to the Earth. Mars is retrograde. And at 2 degrees, it's going to scare
a square, excuse me, at 2 degrees, it's going to square Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. Mars is in Taurus, I believe. And this is going to expand and intensify the Mars energies. So you can be willful with what you want, but don't let yourself be forceful with what you want. Understand that everybody has their egos, and their egos are going to be a little out of bounds, just like Mars is going to be out of bounds, and wait it out. It's worth it. It really is. Uranus does not want to be in constraint, and it's in Taurus. And Taurus likes order and regularity and constraint. So are you going to want more freedom? And in what house is your Taurus? This energy can erupt the earth. Look what's happening in Hawaii, Japan, Guatemala. And I know there's going to be other places, probably Iceland, probably Italy, these volcanic eruptions. There's more to come. Something's got to give. If you remember, in the beginning of 2018, in my predictions, I said this was the year of earthquakes, tsunamis, the opening up of storms, horrendous storms, fires, and it's also attempted assassinations because people are so angry. They're so angry. They're so frustrated. And if there's anything that's difficult for us, and we all know this is true, it's to change our routine. We're okay with the outer world as long as our routine is, you know, I get up, I do my routine for the day, and I go to bed, and I'm safe. I'm okay. I think that we're going to have a lot of eruption with people. I think we're going to have some marching in the streets. I know some laws are going to be changed, and look what's happening. We're getting a new Supreme Court judge. So a lot is going on, so much, and it's coming too fast. It's coming way too fast. People are raising their voices. They're talking to others, and they don't realize how they sound. And all of this is going to make it a little tense. However, this energy, this early energy that I've talked about, the Grand Trine and the water energy, is fabulous for technology. Did you know that aviation is inventing a plane train, for example? A train will be able to run in the air. It doesn't have to be on a track. And if this invention gets created in the next 3 years, it will be a wonderful gift. Mars is in Aquarius. This is when you redefine yourself. It's retrograde. And you're going to upgrade your status. You can do that with Mars retrograde in Aquarius. And this is the time that if you take the time to meditate, which I have told you to begin, you will be able to download a lot of information that you need for yourself, that you need in your area, and that concerns your life and your lifestyle. For example, if Mars is in your fifth house, it's going to affect your children and your daughters especially, also your creativity. If Mars is in your third house, it's neighbors, siblings, and your oldest son. If Mars is in your second house, it's money and values. If Mars swings over to your eighth house, it's other people's money, taxes, banking, and inheritance. The ninth house is higher education and travel. So each house has its own subject matter, which is why I'm asking you to find out where your houses are and where these planets are in your birth chart. And if you want to call to present a problem and ask me a question, the phone number is 888-429-5471. Mars retrograde is going to conjunct the south node of the United States chart. Then we're going to have an eclipse on the 12th. And this eclipse is also a supermoon. It's in Cancer, Capricorn Cancer. The eclipse brings in an energy, the old way of doing things. We need to find out that the old way of doing things, which we've been doing lately, doesn't get us where we want to be in society. We're moving from Leo Aquarius to Cancer Capricorn. This year, the first eclipse in Cancer Capricorn is the first one we've had in many years. I believe it's at least 9. And we're only going to have one in 2018, but all the eclipses in 2019 are Cancer Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is the father of the zodiac. Cancer is the mother. So it's parents, but it's also the boss, the father, the discipline. And Saturn is in Cancer. So an eclipse on a sun or a moon, as well as Saturn and Pluto, is also in Capricorn. Saturn and Pluto are both in Capricorn. I'm sorry, I said it incorrectly. When those three come together, you have to have combustion. You have to. So remember, the old way of doing things doesn't get us where we want to be in society. Start with the first Cancer eclipse on July 12th. Keep a journal and look at the theme of what that is for you. What happens at that time for you? Because this is going to be your theme for the next 18 months. And these eclipses and these energies are with us until 2020. Saturn-Pluto eclipse happens in January of 2020 at 22 degrees Capricorn. That is very rare, very rare. Hopefully we'll move into mutual honor, respect, and acceptance of others. Again, hopefully we will move into mutual honor, acceptance, and being able to live with other people. That's one of the most important things that we are in the process of learning. I have a living prayer for you that you might want to use as a mantra through this 18 months. And let me give it to you. I am asking that human beings who cause harm with the intention to hurt or kill experiences that they are going to do to others, and they will do it to themselves first. Even if they are in the process of causing harm, they know they are causing the harm, and they know they are the cause. So I pray that I am surrounded with protection, with love, peace, and harmony, and that through my prayers and my meditations, I can defray some of these experiences. We do have a call tonight, and I'd be happy to answer your question. I believe we have Patricia from Canada. Are you there, Patricia?
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Patrick from Canada.
Patrick. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Well, I have mixed emotions. James helped me a little while ago, but it wasn't a clear message, and I got this funny feeling that you knew more than what he was talking about.
You mean Frank St. James?
Yeah, he was a really nice man. He was well-intentioned.
What's your question, Patrick?
What's going on? Why are we getting this very funny confusion? And why? What do you know and understand that he didn't quite get on? There's something happening, and I need a bit of clarity in my path, please.
Okay, you don't need anything, Patrick. Let me tell you that first. What you need is to stop yourself from feeling foggy and disoriented. That's the first thing you need. We are going to have many, many, many world events. But I will tell you this, that when a person, a psychic or a teacher or anybody, puts it out there, they can help to cause it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So you're asking me to put something out there that may or may not happen, and yes, it's possible, to help create it. Got it?
Okay.
So if you need to know, what's going to happen, you need to meditate and you need to find your answers in your area. You cannot control the world. You are in your area. You're in Canada. You're relatively safe because you're in Canada. That's a blessing right then and there. What's happening with your family, with your brothers, your sisters, your children?
the people that you love. That is your focus. And I'm saying this so that everybody can hear what I have to say. I do not believe that Frank was off in his reading. I believe he was resisting putting anything out there. Now, what did you else did you want to say?
That your friend Peter, who's crossed over, said that you would know. And based on what you're telling me, is the confirmation that I need to know is that I have my own life and my own circumstances.
That's right.
And if as long as I'm clear and do what I know is best for my soul, things will happen the way they're supposed to be, and I
That's
can't
right.
depend on anybody
That's
else.
That's right. Absolutely. You can depend on one thing, your meditations, your download from the universe, and your God center. Every one of us has a God center. Every one
yeah,
of us,
what,
Patrick.
What it told me was is that the timeline on the things that I was picking up on and the things that was resonating from you was that the timeline for it is not something that's going to be immediate. It will happen in its own time, and that I have my own
that's
life
right.
as well as you have
Good.
To live.
So why run around and worry? I'm not having this program tonight for people to run around and worry. And actually, you're being very helpful to the program, Patrick. I want to thank you for that. Because people put, what's happening? It's like chicken licking. Remember chicken licking?
Right.
The sky is falling?
Right.
Okay. So
exactly.
What's happening is not your concern. It is the concern of the divine, and it is concern of the people causing the action. The energy happens before the action. If the energy can be stopped, the action will not happen. Gather in your groups and try to stop the energy. Yes, we have a lot of jealousy going on. We have a lot of power plays going on. We are going to have regime changes. We're going to have power changes in countries. And we have to pray that whatever does happen, we've got to be headed for something positive. And we are headed for 2038 and beyond that, where we're going to walk hand in hand in the ability to not be so temperamental and to have acceptance of others, other languages, other customs, other people. For example, let me give you an example, Patrick. Let's go to the London Opera on a Saturday night. Let's just say it's holiday season. Of course, all the ladies are dressed to the nines. Usually they're in their black dress and pearls, right? But we have a lady here from one of the tribes in Africa that knew that she had to dress up. So she has a skirt on and about 20 strands of beads. And that's it. She's naked from the waist to the top of the head. Do you think that would be accepted at the opera in London? But she's dressed in her fashion. Got it?
Yes, I do. And
good.
And the
good.
Thing, the thing we have to remember is that when the lights do go out, that will pass, and the earth will be much happier, and the people that will help us beyond that time will come and find us when we need to get through it.
Or you'll be in your own established group. And Patrick, I got news for you. I don't think the lights are necessarily going to go out, but I tell you what is going to go out, the ATM machines. So everybody had better start planning what they want to do. I did do a show last July you might want to download and listen to at the BBS archives, and it's called Where's the Money? I think that might be helpful. The reason I did that show is because right. I want people to be aware of the dangers we're facing, and that maybe changing that old theme is not the right thing to do. Think about
it. That's right. The time will be difficult, but this too shall pass, and you are right. And as far as the souls that are crossing over, that part of themselves has already accepted it. And whatever it is that keeps us wherever we are in these particular bodies knows what it is doing, and we will be okay.
Yep, we will. And this is also a supermoon, so set an intention for yourself, Patrick. I'm asking you to set an intention and to tell all your friends to set an intention. There is a new world coming. This is
yes.
one where we will honor our earth and honor our people and honor our world. And wonderful things are going to happen. They're going to come from out of the blue, and we don't know what they are. But I'm telling you, the problems are focused on our children, as you know, the schools, and changing that system with our institutions. Patrick, please. The institutions and the hospitals, and also our companies and corporations. That's where this is focused. So what is your situation? And please don't give your power away. Now, did you have something to say, Patrick?
We're going to be okay. There will be a sort of a cleansing, and there will be an understanding, but there are new souls rising amongst us who know what they're doing, and people who have the experience and understanding like yourselves will be the teachers, and you are all right. So don't let them beat you up.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Patrick. So we are going to be working, and we're going to have balancing in our homes, and we also have to have a focus. We need a practical security, and we need an emotional security. Well, guess what Capricorn and Cancer handle? Capricorn is your practical security. Cancer is your emotional security. At this eclipse, there is a grand triangle. We need to connect to each other. We need to connect to the earth. We need to connect to the divine. And we will awaken up to the needs of the earth. If we walk through the backyard with bare feet, and suck up the ions. There's a wonderful website that can help you learn about what it is to walk barefoot on the earth. It's called Groundology. So go there, groundology.com, and see what happens. I do know that cities are hard to deal with, and they do disconnect us from nature, but they also can, people in the cities can also take trips to the lakes or to the oceans and be near nature once in a while to refresh themselves. Do everything you can to refresh yourself. And I hope that before we get into 2020, you have established your meditation groups and your close-knit groups, because staying together will help keep you safe. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for these messages, and I'll be back right after that.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 2nd through July 8th, 2018. Mars has been slowing down for several weeks now, and it finally turned retrograde last Tuesday, June 26, which will last until August 27th. Mars and Venus turn retrograde less often than the other planets do, so it's good to pay attention to them when they do. Venus will turn retrograde in October. Mars represents your actions, assertiveness, and ambition. It begins its retrograde at 10 degrees Aquarius and moves backwards to 28 degrees Capricorn, which of course is a critical degree. If you have natal planets in those degrees, you are more heavily activated. It's time to look at your ambitions to see if an adjustment is needed. You can also look at behind-the-scenes work towards future ambitions. Aquarius is associated with friends, groups, and organizations. Also, love received. Over the next 3 months, it's time to reconnect with old friends or reach out to explore new groups. It may also be time to upgrade or repair some of your technology. This upcoming week is a mixed bag that could bring you more lucky breaks. There are three trines, a minor retrograde, along with an opposition. As July opens, the energetic Sun is moving to make harmony with expansive Jupiter, a planet pushing you to open up to a new and larger expression of your spirit. If that isn't enough push-pull for you, last Thursday's full moon in Capricorn is setting you up for three eclipses starting July 12th. Instead of trying to make nice with all the tests and contradictions, it's wise to allow them to show you different aspects of your life and future goals. Let it be okay if certain aspects of your life are messy and don't fit into a nice category right now. By the end of the summer, many of your ambitions and those people you associate with will shift. Give yourself and the universe permission to readjust your routine, since it's going to do it anyway, with or without your permission. On Tuesday, July 3rd, you may be crying over something that makes you happy. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the 4th of July holiday, Chiron begins its four-month retrograde cycle. Because this happens on our country's birthday, it brings an opportunity for the United States to acknowledge and face old wounds and hurts and bring up their issues for healing. Thursday, July 5th, the Sun is trining Jupiter, and it's a great day for women, children, and refugees, as well as real estate matters. Friday is the day to watch your mouth because a Mercury-Mars opposition can bring out your sharp tongue. Mercury has moved into Leo, and because it turns retrograde on July 25th, the communications planet will be in this heart-opening sign until September 5th, rather than the normal 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde. Make time to play this summer. Be creative and review where your heart is engaged or not. And where do you need to have more fun or step into leadership? Saturday morning brings quick mental changes along with increasing your sensitivity to those less fortunate as well as the environment. The rest of the weekend is great for social activities. So what's coming up in July? July 13th brings the first eclipse in the sign of Cancer in about 9 years. So go back to 2009 and remember where you were then. This eclipse will be a preview of more eclipses that are coming in Cancer and Capricorn in 2019. There's a lunar eclipse in friendly Aquarius on July 27th, and then Mercury turns retrograde on July 25th through August 18th. So slow down, double check all your plans, watch your luggage, watch other drivers, and don't count on anything. Remember the rule of Mercury retrograde. If anything is going to go wrong, it will. And it's always at the worst possible moment. This is Elizabeth Joyce at BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to our program of Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8,
10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution.
There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky. It's just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore. It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible.
That was one of my very favorite songs of all time, and probably because the title is It's Impossible by Perry Como. Of course, it really isn't impossible. It's all possible. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're talking about the summer months beginning July 12th through October, and the probability of many, many changes happening on this planet, in your community, in your home, in your state, in this country, and in the world. I tell you that July of 2018 will be the most eventful month of this year. It's an intense learning experience. We are looking to bring about the universal connection to the physical body in the future. That's what we're doing. We are looking to bring about your divine being, your blessed higher self, in connection with your physical body, so you can work from a new perspective, so that you can fulfill yourself and feel at harmony and acceptance with everything else on the planet. Are you daring to change now? You might wonder if I'm asking you to change. And the truth is, I'm not asking you to do anything. Your inner being is asking you. Your inner being is begging you to let go of who you believe you are and meld and surrender into you, who you really are. That doesn't mean that you have to be a fake. And it doesn't mean that you're invalid or nothing. Quite the contrary. It means that you are a vehicle of light, that you radiate love, that you would be a vehicle of fulfillment and purpose. So why do you struggle for purpose, struggle for importance, struggle for money, struggle for people to like you? You're so much more than your presentation. Yes, human nature requires a presentation through its journey. It requires a personality. It requires a place to live, certain thoughts, certain languages. But this is a journey you're taking, and this journey is much, much bigger than that. Long ago, you determined that you would live during this time of great changes on this earth. This is a time of great battles. It really is. Not only did you determine that you would live during this time, but that you would assist to the light and to the reincarnate and to the new generations coming, that you would give your assistance to help them transcend the old belief system, the old ways, and move into the new belief system of caring, healing, honoring, creating, and being. Don't you see that? You're much more powerful than you have ever believed, and all of that is coming about. Determining something for yourself isn't selfish, or setting a condition isn't selfish, nor does it put you in a bad light spiritually. On the contrary, if you've decided to do something for yourself, demonstrate it. Bring in the truth. Add your creativity. There's no need to prove anything. You are. You are a blessed being. For example, I dreamed in my teens that I was going to be a great actress and win the Academy Award. Of course, that didn't happen. I did college, husband, kids, and all that. Now, as I'm in my senior years, I wrote the book. The book became an achievement. It's called Unlimited Realities. It's about to become a screenplay and possibly a series on Netflix. Again, that's Unlimited Realities. You can get it at Amazon.com. And it was written by yours truly, Elizabeth Joyce. It happens to be a story of my life and how I have lived my life to the best that I have been able to, always connecting with spirit, always listening to my inner guidance, and standing and staring at the wonderment of the result of that. It's a very uplifting book, and these are very uplifting times. When we have a Mars-Saturn connection, as well as a July 27th lunar eclipse, and Mars is retrograde, it does mean loss, change, heartache, sadness. So we're going through that at the end of July. There's so much anger. We will have radical events. Everything will come close to the surface and perhaps explode. There will be violence, demonstrations, activity. Also, the Earth is in harmony with this anger. The Earth is also being reflected. Look what's happening in Hawaii, Guatemala, Japan. We're having volcanic eruptions. This is a purge of the anger and frustrations that the Earth is feeling because of how she's been treated and that we are feeling because of what we have experienced. Mars is a trigger. So is Saturn. And it creates fires. And that's why I said before, there may be fires everywhere. So gather together. Just hang in. Do the best that you're capable of. Have your meditation serve you as your map, as your guidance of how to get through this. And we will all join hands and sing and dance when we have passed through these energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We have come to the end of the program. Please get ready to what I call the worldwide meditation time. Next week, we have Sharon on from Nemeology, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. And we are having the meditation, working with your chakras, your new spiritual chakras. Elizabeth Hepburn is going to sing A New World Coming. And of course, as usual, we finish with the wonderful Richard Schulman and Transformation. Thank you for listening to the program, and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each has come, the one we've had visions of, coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in
Opening Your Spiritual Chakras for the 8th and 9th Chakra with Elizabeth Joyce. In the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality is the merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismic colors, and dancing energy patterns will begin to emerge. Your body's chakra system can be viewed as an energy pattern of beautiful colors, circling clockwise in each of its 13 major energy centers. Imagine glorious combinations of reds, coral pinks, and vibrant light blues, red oranges, and pale glowing greens dancing together in a magical, marvelous way. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. Briefly, here is a description of why this is happening to you. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. The chakras, your major energy centers, are allowing your transforming physical body to integrate with its spiritual body and to function properly in these new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining and procedures, your spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth additional chakras online as soon as possible. The 8th, 8.5, 9th, and 10th chakras. These are four new centers that will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physicality, the physical body walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven chakras, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Let us now begin to understand this changing life energy system of your chakras. The present understanding of the chakra system gives you 7 plus 1 from the foot to the crown. The extra chakra, the foot chakra, or your zero chakra, is your earth grounding center, and it is located in the balls of your feet. Now, above the crown chakra are four more, numbered 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, your spiritual chakras, have always been a part of your human energy field, and it is to enable the individual to tune into his higher God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. The first chakra group, 0 to 7, your physical chakras, are meant to help you with your development in regards to the earth and the third dimension. They help you become one with the planet. Then, the next 5, 8 to 12, help you become one with the universe. Your awareness is slowly being moved away from your center, your own self, and being moved outward to encompass the larger framework of other people's life forces, realities, and divinity itself. In this way, you become more than you were before, and more perfect, too. As you stop focusing on yourself and begin to focus on these larger, expanded energies, you move out of your small world and step into a new area, the entire universe, where almost anything is possible. From a reality-creating standpoint, this movement in possibilities is very, very powerful. One of the things that the extended chakra system aids in is breaking down of the self within the confines of time and space, the third dimension and the fourth dimension. You begin to move outward into other dimensions and realities. To move outward into other dimensions and realities is to come face to face with the idea that the physical earth is just one place of many that you could have or can inhabit. There are other places and many more vast regions within our universe. You may have existences in other parts of the universe that are just as rooted as you are in your present earthbound location. There are other things that you do, lives that you lead in these other realities, just like you do here on Earth. And these things and these other lives are just as significant as your current physical life. Furthermore, when you begin to glimpse these other realities and see what is happening, a new picture of what is developing begins to take shape. You realize that all your existences are like an individual musical instrument in a great orchestra that you are directing and creating. You see yourself as a being that is able to transcend time, space, and the physical body. Each spiritual chakra, besides abiding in your own energetic development and well-being, helps you to touch a particular portion of this vast universe. Each spiritual chakra opens up a corresponding doorway to another portion of the vast greatness that is the Creator. There is a natural order to each chakra, just like there is a natural order to nature, in that the opening of one leads very gently to the opening of the next. Because of this ordering, these centers will awaken one by one, as your body allows. With each center becoming more alive, another higher one begins to spin in synchronicity with the chakras below it. There is a pattern to this opening, even if you were to observe it from a perspective of time. Generally, the eighth chakra center will open first, which remains in your auric field in the fourth dimension, with a delay before another expansion occurs. Then, after this delay, the ninth chakra, located at the back of your head, will open, hooking you into a new fifth dimension energy, with the 8.5 chakra acting as a protective filter. And, once opened, the 10th chakra will show just a glimmer of activity. At this point, the ninth chakra center, located 8 feet behind your head, will expand more. Then, when the 10th chakra actually starts to open, the 9th chakra center will experience another expansion, with the 8th chakra center expanding even further. The next level or octave will have the 11th chakra center expanding, with the 12th chakra center giving just a glimmer of activity. Then, as the process repeats, spinning clockwise in harmony with all of the lower spiritual chakras, it is a kind of a wave effect, with each center opening up and waving its vibrational energy down into the other centers, enabling them to open up and expand. The first of the spiritual chakras, number 8, sits above the 7th chakra about 2 feet and is still within the auric field. It is the energy center of divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. It is also the chakra that holds your karmic residue, those energy patterns that you have held onto for more than one lifetime. When the 8th chakra begins to open up and expand, a new, deeper spiritual awareness begins to take shape, and you begin to feel this inside. The individual begins to sense himself or herself as a larger part of the community of people. This chakra is the gateway to other ideas, concepts, and abilities that are new for you. This center enables the individual to achieve out-of-body projection, spiritual perception, and spiritual wisdom. The spiritual chakras tell you that these abilities and ideas are larger than the physical life and the planet Earth. They go beyond the planet, solar system, galaxy, and perhaps even the universe. They are connected with the healing of the planet and the self in regards to the universe and becoming one with all that is. The 9th chakra is an interesting chakra in that it is in this chakra all the spiritual abilities lie dormant, waiting to be released and used actively in your outer and inner world. This chakra is known as the astral body 9th chakra center for knowing beyond sight. The color is magenta silver. The 9th chakra resides at the back of your head between the two occipital bones and is the heart of the universe. It is outside of time and space. It extends through the vastness of space and connects to the eighth chakra through the filter of the 8 1/2 chakra by a luminous gold cord. The color of the 8 1/2 chakra is amber. The ninth chakra is the blessed higher self, the universal body that has never been born and will never die. This blessed higher self holds energy that is prior to time, and it never enters the river through which time flows. It holds the entire soul prior to space and existed before the universe manifested. This is the self that never left the Garden of Eden. As the fifth dimension approaches and envelops the earth, the shift in focus at this time is towards the divine, the universal energy, and the accompanying abilities that go along with it. Hence, a great deal of processing, work, and fifth dimension energy is now being sent to the physical reality to help the individual open up and to expand these energy centers. Each chakra must process out all the hidden blocks before the next chakra can begin to spin and open with balance and harmony, aligning with the other chakras. The ninth chakra sits behind the head and spins out to about 4 feet. It is the first hardwired chakra, and its fluid twin is the tenth chakra. The number of spokes that the ninth chakra possesses varies, like in the eighth chakra, and its exact number depends on how open the chakra is. These spokes range in number from 10,000 to 20,000. Each spoke is actually a filament, or a series of filaments. When most of these filaments are wired properly and the chakra begins to open, the ninth chakra emits a radiant energy that looks like a spinning rainbow. Depending on what skills a person is presently pulling out of this skilled storehouse for use in their outer world will determine the predominant color emanating from this chakra. Also, assigning a particular color to this chakra tends to be meaningless. The magenta represents superior strength and knowledge, and the silver represents the purification of this wisdom. If you haven't guessed by now, this chakra holds the karmic blueprint of each individual. It stores the skills and abilities that you have learned in all other lifetimes. This chakra also holds the key to your soul's destiny. The evolving human soul can be broken down into 3 main types or blueprints: the creator, the healer, the teacher. Any individual can fit into any one or more of these soul categories. The predominant category will determine where the soul is headed after the human condition is complete. It will also determine the slant of the lifetimes lived and process any residue for the individual and to bring forth the kind of skills that are stored in the ninth chakra. For example, the healer blueprint will be different than the blueprint for the creator. The healer blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in some kind of healing capacity, and the skills stored in that chakra will reflect his experience and area of expertise. Whereas the creator blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in the creation of many things, like artwork, carpentry, organizations, families, etc., and there will be a great number of these skills still stored there. Realizing that this chakra can be one of 3 types comes in handy so that you avoid the trap of thinking that this chakra is not functioning because its energy output seems variable. There are subtle energy differences with each blueprint, and as you do more healing work with this chakra, you will become aware of the energy subtleties of each type. For example, you will find the teacher blueprint the most intense, for these individuals are slated to be working directly with the human community. Hence, these people tend to have a massive number of lifetimes and skills stored in the ninth chakra. As a spiritual chakra healer, anytime you feel a very powerful and full ninth chakra, you can recognize that this person has a teacher blueprint. The creator and healer blueprint are much less intense due to the reduced number of lifetimes that are required to be lived for the development of this blueprint. However, keep in mind that this is only generally speaking. The point is not to let the intensity of this chakra fool you into thinking that something could be wrong, especially if the first few people that you are working on as a spiritual chakra healer are of the teacher blueprint. Now, as previously stated, the ninth chakra is the knowledge base for the soul. It houses all the information and life experiences that are part of that individual. The individual accesses this chakra when he or she brings forth a past life skill that is presently needed. These previous skills become very important as the individual begins to awaken spiritually and the higher chakras begin to open. Many of these past lessons and skills must be merged in a kind of synthesis that cements together out of the lessons, human and spiritual, that the soul has endured. The soul then learns the true meaning of what is being accomplished from the entire human experience, and then finally, spiritual wisdom sets in. All is well and good with this chakra as long as these past lessons stored here are processed and completed properly. However, what occasionally occurs is that one or two of these lessons are not properly learned or put into perspective, and then the corresponding hardwire connection to this chakra is not complete. When the person goes to access this particular needed knowledge, it will either be retrieved incompletely or not at all. That person then cannot tie together the lessons from these experiences. Without a proper bond between all influences, the individual will be held back from ascending. A healing in this chakra may be necessary to properly wire up various aspects of the individual and to free that person from limitations imposed with the incorrect wiring. Once the filament is wired properly, the person will have access to this knowledge and then begin to progress on an upward and free, easy manner. The lessons on how to work as a spiritual chakra healer are presented in the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, by Elizabeth Joyce. Now let's begin the meditation to correctly open the 8th and 9th chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Make sure that your spine is straight and that you are very comfortable. Close your eyes and keep them closed until after the meditation is finished and Richard's music, which will continue on, is complete. Take a deep breath. Visualize your crown chakra opening and spinning. Feel the thousand lotus petals shimmering and shining in their beautiful, vibrant violet flame along with some silver light. As the lotus petals of the crown chakra open, you will feel another sensation above the crown